Have you ever noticed how some people use compliments or religious words to get what they want from others? Paul, writing to the church in Thessalonica, describes how he avoided common tactics that corrupt ministry, using people as means to personal ends rather than genuinely caring for them. He writes, "For we never came with words of flattery, as you know, nor with a pretext for greed. God is witness. Nor did we seek glory from people, whether from you or from others, though we could have made demands as apostles of Christ." The words flattery and pretext are revealing. Flattery means insincere compliments designed to manipulate. A pretext is a false reason that hides true motives. Both speak of using people for personal gain rather than genuinely caring for them. Paul identifies three self-serving methods to avoid: flattery, greed, and seeking glory. All three corrupt authentic service. Consider Jesus, who rejected worldly glory and the praise of people. Though he deserved all honor, he made himself nothing, taking the form of a servant. Our ministry should follow his example of humble service rather than self-promotion. There's a stark difference between flattery and genuine encouragement. Flattery just tells people what they want to hear. Genuine encouragement speaks truth in love for their good, even when it doesn't benefit us. Authentic ministry refuses to manipulate to gain something from those we serve. Instead, it genuinely seeks their good. Examine your recent interactions with people. Have you offered genuine encouragement or used flattery to gain something? Commit to honest, loving communication this week, even when it doesn't benefit you.